What's up, fam? Wealth Weekend is upon us, and I'm inviting you as one of my new official rich relatives to what I'm affectionately calling the Rich Relative Reunion. It's like your family reunion, but make it wealth. So I hope you're excited for all of the experiences, the entertainment, and the education that awaits you in Atlanta, Georgia in July. I can't wait to see you there. And just beat me there. Don't meet me there. Peace.
And this week, we are going to cover three ways that you can use to get out of debt fast. What's going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Financial Freedom Fast Lane. The quicker you get to your dream life, the longer you get to enjoy it. And I'm your host, George Achampong. Now, anybody that listens to most of my content, you know that I'm not necessarily the biggest advocate of aggressively paying off your debt. Debt, you know, has its purpose. Obviously, it's nice to not have any. But at the same token, I think people have a misconception about debt, right? At the end of the day, debt-free in and of itself shouldn't be a goal. Because guess what? If you're debt-free, you're just back at zero, right? There's nothing to rant and rave about being back at zero. Now, technically, it should give you the space and the financial ability to now allocate money towards building wealth. But if you understand anything about how compound interest works, you know, you want to be investing as much as you can and take advantage of that time, right? Not to mention, if you listen to my content, you'll also know that I say I'm really an advocate for increasing your earning potential, because what you think is a significant debt probably isn't that significant if you just make more money. The first one is the snowball method. The snowball method is where you pay off the smallest to largest balance. So let's assume you have three debts. You got one that's $2,000, one that's $5,000, and one that's $8,000. By that logic, regardless of what the minimum payment is, the debt that you want to focus on paying off first is the $2,000 loan, right? So let's call it a credit card, right? So you got a $2,000 credit card outstanding balance. You have a $5,000 student loan, and then let's say a $7,000 personal loan. Okay, let's say that's what you got going on. Let's say that the minimum payment on the credit card, the $2,000 credit card balance that you have, is $25 a month. Let's say that the student loan is $5,000, the minimum payment is $100, and let's say the personal loan is $150. Okay, now what you would do is there's an assumption that if you're ready to pay off debt, there's a little bit of surplus that you're going to use to add to that minimum payment, right? Because if not, you just continue to pay all your minimum payments and then whatever one is done first, it is done first. But the idea here is if you're ready to focus on paying off debt, then there's probably a little extra cash and you're going to use some of that extra cash to allocate towards the debt that you want to pay off based upon the strategy. So let's assume that you got an extra $75. So you'll take that extra $75, add it to your $25 minimum payment. Now you're paying $100 a month to pay off your $2,000 balance on your credit card, right? You're still going to make the same minimum payments on the student loan and the personal loan, but now you're allocating that additional $75 to the credit card, right? So you'll keep making those payments, and then eventually you'll have the credit card paid off. And now guess what? You have $100 freed up and available, right, for your next debt. So the next debt in this example would be the student loan. We said that your minimum payment, I believe, was $100. So now you take the $100 from the previous debt. Now you take the $100 from the minimum payment. Now you're making $200. You've doubled your payment for that student loan. Repeat the process until that's paid off. And then you take the $200 and you allocate that towards the $150 towards the personal loan. Now you got $350 that you're allocating towards that final debt. And then now you're kind of creating momentum. And that's why they call it the debt snowball, right? Because now it's like, okay, boom, you push a snowball downhill, start small, gains momentum. And the next thing you know, it's even easier to pay off that debt and easier for that snowball to roll down that hill. Now, believe it or not, that's usually not the most mathematically sound way to pay off debt, but it does have a lot of emotional benefit, right? And psychological benefit, because what happens is you get to see the small wins. Now, another method is called the avalanche method, and that is when you focus on the highest to lowest interest rate. So let's take those same outstanding debts, but now instead of looking at just the minimum payments that we have and the outstanding balances that we have, Now the variable that determines which one we're paying off is based upon the interest. So let's say that the personal loan of $7,000 has the highest interest. Let's say it's 12%. And then let's say that the student loan is 6% and the credit card is 10%, right? What that would mean is you would now be focusing on the exact opposite, right? You would be focused on paying off the personal loan first, right? Allocating that additional $75 to that and then chunking down that personal loan first. Then you would move on to the credit card. The balance is lower than the student loan, but the interest is higher. So then we jump to that, we knock that off. And then the last one we would pay off in this example is the student loan, right? Because it has the lowest interest. Now, the reason for that logic is like, okay, the issue with debt is the additional money that you pay back. So let's get rid of the debt that has the highest interest because that's the one that's going to make us pay the most money over time. So that's the logic there. The challenge is what happens if, like, just an example, like your highest interest debt is like $100,000, right? So it's like, I'm focused on that, but the emotional benefit that you get from paying off a debt fast is not going to be there because it's still going to take you a while to pay off that $100,000, right? And so that's why some people don't like that method. But for people who are numbers people and say, forget the method, I just want the result, that is the best method for you if that's what you like, right? Unless you heard of this little known strategy that most people don't talk about called the cash flow method, right? This is my personal favorite. The reason why I love the cash flow method is because instead of focusing on which one has the highest interest rate or which one has the smallest balance, you focus on the debt that will free up the most cash flow once it's paid off, because that's going to give you the most amount of leverage in your day-to-day budget if you free up cash flow. Let me give you a prime example. Now, for this example, to make it, to drive it home, I'm going to swap out one of the debts and add in a car payment. And let's say the car payment is $500, right? Now, if you have one debt that's going to free up $100 in cash flow and another debt that's going to free up $500 a month, which one is going to have a much more significant impact to your cash flow, your lifestyle, your ability to move around, right? It's the car payment. It just might so happen that the car payment might be a little bit larger outstanding balance, but the net impact to your financial situation is going to be greater, right? So for me, instead of focusing on highest to lowest interest or smallest to biggest balance, if I still had outstanding consumer debt, my focus would be, well, which thing is going to free up the most cash flow? Because you could have a credit card, granted, it could have high interest though, but, you know, if the credit card might have a $10,000 balance, right? You say, you know what, I'm going to pay off this $10,000 aggressively, but then your cash flow, the money that you're allocating towards it every month was $100. Now, here's the thought process, right? Obviously, the reason why these creditors are giving you low interest rates is because they want, I mean, not low interest rates, they're giving you low minimum payments because they want you to just pay forever. And eventually, they're playing the long game where they know, if I can just get you paying this 25 or this 50 for a very long time, eventually I'm going to win. But the thought process is you're obviously not going to just carry that forever. What you're going to do is you're going to free up the most cash flow, which is going to make it so much easier to chunk down that debt if that's what you decide. Or, hear me out, what you could also decide to do is take that money and invest in cash flow producing assets and then use the cash flow from the investments to pay off the debt, because now what happens is you have an asset that's appreciating, an asset that's producing cash flow. As it pays off the debt, eventually when it does pay it off, you then still have that cash flow versus having to start from ground zero after you took forever to pay off the debt and you got all the appreciation that happened during the time period in which you held the asset. Maybe that's another story for another day. I'll break down my favorite ways to build wealth, how I double dip, but if I were you, I personally would focus on the debt that would free up the most cash flow, as that's going to give you the most options and areas of opportunity to use those funds to build wealth, to get out of debt fast, whatever the case may be, right? I'm not saying don't pay attention to the mathematically sound decision if that makes the most sense. I'm also not saying to not pay attention to the most emotional benefit of being able to get small debts knocked down. But when we talk about strategy, if it were me, I would focus on the one that would free up the most cash flow. So guys, Hopefully that was helpful. Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of Financial Freedom Fast Lane. I can't wait to see you next week. Peace.